Welcome to Visit Bentonville's podcast, A New American Town. As always, we're coming to you from Haxton Road Studios off the bustling Bentonville Square. I'm Alan Woody, your podcast host for A New American Town, and joining me in the studio today is artist Spider Tag. Now, Spider Tag, tell me just a little bit about your art. You're bringing something new, interactive, and really, really cool to Bentonville. Tell me a little bit about yourself and your art.
Hey, good morning. What I do is interactive neon murals, basically. So this is my project that I'm doing here, really close to this studio. So people will see my murals every night. I think starting in May. When we finish this project, and basically they will be able also to interact by downloading an application and by using their mobiles, their cell phones. They will be able to change to do some features with my mural. So this is part of my project that I've been developing and doing around the world since almost 10 years ago.
We're going to get into that a little bit more because I think the backstory on your art is really, really cool. One thing first, Spider Tag. Your mom didn't name you Spider. So where did that originate from?
Back in the days that I was a little bit into comics and stuff. So Spider-Man was like an interesting character for me. So in the name, I used these two things from part of graffiti and part of superheroes. So I joined these two to create a new thing, my name, my personality. Because also like Spider-Man is like a young dude, like a normal person. It's not someone who came from
who was born a superhero.
Yeah, or he's out of the earth or whatever.
Right.
And so it's a normal or a millionaire.
Boy, that would help, wouldn't it?
So I prefer. I feel more comfortable in that way. So I think it was a nice match back in the days. And then to keep on talking about this influence that it's also came from USA in my case. So it's then I saw the films from I think it was 1981, Tron. You remember?
Right.
Yeah,
you remember Tron? Very stylized, very interesting.
Yeah, exactly. So that was the second part of my career when I changed after the research of doing or thinking of doing something new. So I found these neons and so this is when the Tron era came to me, and Daft Punk style too, all this influence from music, from cinema, from architecture, so everything that it's a cocktail in my brain.
Are you conscious of that? I love that, cocktail in my brain. That's really cool. Are you conscious of every ingredient in that cocktail while you're making it? Or is it something that after you've produced a piece of art, you're like, ha, look at that?
Yeah, no, it very interesting. Yeah, in part, yes, but in part, it's something that you analyzed a posteriori. So it's something that you analyze later, or but it's also something that once you are feeling it, once you are doing it, you know that you are putting these ingredients into the cocktail somehow also. Maybe you're in the first layer of your brain, or in the second or third or whatever, but yeah, and I think it's a mix of both. You know that, but also then when you analyze what happened into your life, into your career, you realize that this was this came from that film or that book that you read or whatever.
Very, very cool. Now you started, and your first original work was graffiti. Correct?
Yeah, I as a rebel.
But every artist has that spirit in them, don't they? I mean, don't you have to be a little bit up in front about it?
Yeah, and also it's for me was kind of a typical thing to fight against your parents in many ways. And one way in my case was to express myself by doing graffiti and the idea of breaking the rules somehow, but in also in a very artistic way, because
in a beautiful way.
Yeah, and because we are talking about painting, even it's authorized or non-authorized,
uninvited thing. Or invited.
Exactly.
It's interesting though. I had a mentor one time tell me that there's nothing more beautiful in the world than a well-broken rule.
Yeah.
So when you're really, when it's in your heart to create something beautiful, it can be very well done. Now, we are not encouraging this. there are other ways to be outlet through this. Take me through, and we talked about this a little bit before we started recording, take me through kind of your process in coming up from being a bit rebellious and looking to express yourself in this way, and then stepping into what is truly an interactive medium that you essentially created.
Yeah. It's a kind of a growing up thing. So, yeah, at a certain point in my life, in my career, I decided to try to create something different, and it took me a few years to develop, search, and try to find something new. I didn't know at this point what was that I was looking for, but I knew that I would like to find something. So this is like like in a laboratory, you think, okay, I want to create something, but I have a lot of things to process, to use, but I don't know exactly what I will find. So that was...
And I think right here, it's important to note, for people that aren't artists or don't view themselves as creatives, and argue with me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
You're making something because something inside you tells you you have to. You're not actively like in your head, I'm searching for this one thing or that... You're just creating something because something in your soul makes you. Is that correct?
Yeah. It's totally. Yeah. You. It's. It's something that sometimes you can explain or sometimes you cannot explain. It's inspiration or whatever. But it's something that tells you you have to go. You have to do different. You have to. I always said that when any kind of artists, musicians, or whatever talk about this moment in their life, this break moment, if you make it, then it's kind of simple and funny to tell the story. But when you are inside this moment, when I go back to these 2 years that I was in experiment and but I didn't know. I didn't know if I'm gonna make it. So that is, it's kind
of. You mean professionally? You didn't know if you were gonna be able to pay the bills with what you're creating,
or simply to find what I was having in mind that I want to find. So or something that I will feel comfortable with. So it's very risky. It's walking in the bridge for real. So you don't know if you're gonna make it. You don't know if this gonna pay the bills or if it's gonna make you happy. You don't know if it's gonna be whatever you want. So this process of creativity, it's extremely difficult for your. It's exciting in one hand, but it's also like super because you say, okay, if I'm not make it, well, what I do? So I have to go to I have to quit, I'm not good enough. So you see into the window, in the reflection of yourself all the time, and you talk with yourself many ways to say, am I good enough? I'm not good. I'm gonna make it, I'm not gonna make it. So it's very important when you try to make something new. This period is extremely complicated for living. And
when you created the first work of spider tag art, the first, like, what was that moment like for you when you realized that the whole cocktail came together and you're now able to serve it up to millions?
Yeah, this was the I call the Eureka.
Yes, Eureka!
Exactly, yeah. Because it's, I found it. So then, that's for sure. You start to, and then you don't know what to do. You start, okay, I need to do it quickly.
Who do I call?
Yeah. I need to, and I of course, in art stuff, because art is like something that, inspiration, creativity, I feel like it's something that it's blowing in the air all the time, so anyone can catch it.
Mm-hmm.
So
I love that. Blowing in the air, yeah. I love that. That's
so
true.
What you think is, okay, I have to do it to say that I did it, because it's a completely different thing to think about something and to create something for real. So because ideas, we have a lot of ideas, anyone have a lot of ideas in any field in life, wherever, but can you make it happen, can you produce it for real, this is a different step. So one thing is like a theory. So in theory, you say, oh, I want to do blah, 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 blah. But on the other hand, you have to go and make it. And this is a completely different step. And because in art, it's very important when you try to do something new to say, okay, this day, I have a paper, I have a photo that I did it, I make it. Because other one can catch this air inspiration and can do it at the same time. So it's kind of important. I remember, I think it was Andy Warhol's and what was the other name of the artist? Roy Lichtenstein. Warhol said that, I have this idea, but Lichtenstein did it first. So I cannot do it anymore. So because it won't be an innovation.
Because it's a thing. It's already a thing. I didn't create this.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's kind of a thing that you have to say, okay, I thought about this, I experiment, I have it. Okay, now I have to produce it. So I have to jump and produce it and say, hey, I'm the one who's doing this. So that's a whole process, and it's very interesting, but it's kind of also like
scary every time, because you're creating something like a new baby every time.
Yeah, and also when you work with different materials, with things that are not exactly typical things, so you develop at the same time as the materials develop themselves in terms of industry, for example. So that's why every time. For most, not every project, but sort of, new materials come related with what I do, and because I work with factories and stuff, so I say, okay, I need this specifically because in the other project I have this problem. Can you make it like an improvement? Because I remember that one time an electrician told me in Montreal in Canada, you are writing the book. And when you're writing the book, it means that you know what are the problems that you have to face all the time. And so you know what kind of things you have to make it to improve this and to get it better and better all the time.
So how did you get to Bentonville? Tell me a little bit about number 16, spider tag number 16, which is coming to Bentonville soon. How it came about, and what you can share, and how we can experience that for ourselves.
Well, this is a commission project by Oz Art and Jazz Kids, and called me for this project. I've already did one in Vegas, in Las Vegas. They told me about this project, and we started to think about this almost like a year ago, I guess. And for me, it's super interesting because I love to travel, and I love to have the ability of living in different cities, in different countries, and to learn from this. Try to open my eyes all the time to see every detail, everything that I can learn from the community, from everything that is around me in the time that I'm producing my murals. It's a weird thing to be here in Bentonville, but it's also for me it's great, and I'm just arrived.
I mean, like hours ago, like he's off a plane.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
So I totally get it, and I could talk to you like literally for days, and that's not really going to be an option here. But is there anything that you want to talk about regarding number 16 or your time that you're looking forward to here in Bentonville that I haven't asked about?
It's going to be great, and it's going to be huge. It's going to be huge, and I hope that once it's done and we turn it on, so every night it's going to be on. People will come to see, to feel it, to experience with my interactive neon mural 16. I feel like Space Odyssey. So when you see this monolith that you don't know exactly what it is, but you feel the attraction and you want it to go and to see and not to touch because you cannot touch it. It's
let's make that clear. So interactive.
No. The thing is that because it's too high, not because okay. You cannot touch it. It's a little starting high. But the idea of because I use my own language, so it's an abstract language. It's a minimalistic and geometrical abstract language. So you don't understand exactly what it is, but my idea is that you feel something and you want to go to be close to this. And also when you find out that you can download an application and interact with the mural, you say, "Wow, that's the wow moment." We have the eureka moment in my career, and in every new mural, I love when people discover and have their own "Wow, I can do this," and if I press this button or move this wheel, something happens in the mural for real.
So we can kind of use your art to create our own in some ways.
People became part of that somehow. And this, I think, it's kind of super interesting and a new step into muralism that I'm really proud and I'm really happy to do it since many years ago. And this is the reason why I'm here in Bentonville.
I'm so excited to see this spider tag, and I have enjoyed your enthusiasm and your passion for your art, and I've really, really appreciate you kind of taking me on a journey of what it's like to be in your head just a little bitty bit. So great to have you on the show today. On behalf of everybody at Visit Bentonville, we want to issue the warmest welcome. Welcome to the United States, and certainly welcome, or back to the United States, and welcome to Bentonville, Arkansas. We can't wait to see what you do.
Thank you so much. And thank you, Bentonville, and hope you enjoy my interactive neon mural 16th, and hope it's a new landmark for the city. That's also my intentions to mark to be part a little bit, because this is something also important. Everywhere I do a mural, becomes part of me, the city, the community, and everything for real. Because I create something here. I live here, and so it creates this connection, and I think it's super important. So I will take Bentonville with me forever.
I love that. Thank you so much. Thanks to everyone listening. Remember, you can catch all of the New American Town podcast episodes on streaming channels, following our social platforms, or going to visitbentonville.com. Don't forget to follow Visit Bentonville on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and TikTok. We have many exciting events coming to Bentonville in 2023. Check out our event calendar and plan your trip today. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.